Oh, yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of that one sports show you like to turn up real loud. It's KBMF's Rock Shocks. I am Sean Rocks, also known as the sports guru, your sporting host in 1974. Elks Hoop Shoot State Free Throw Champion, 23 out of 25, baby. How you doing? Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho to everybody out there. Hope you got what you wanted for Christmas. I know I did. I got a 56-year-old little brother. That's what I got for Christmas. That was pretty great to get your brother back for Christmas. But I am in a more somber mood after last night's football game, that's for sure, as my beloved football team just got their heads handed to them by their most hated rival and my son's favorite team, Shaden Montana. Yeah, it was a debacle as my football team said, hey, season's over, we don't need to be hanging around here anymore. Heineke and the boys can go drink some Heineke. Next season, it looks like we will have a name for our football team. Please let it be something courageous and cool and hip and happening. Not something silly and embarrassing to us football team fans. Big argument on the sideline, I guess, last night. I missed it. I have it taped, though. I'm going to try to check back on that, but I know Chris Collinsworth was saying some bad stuff about it. Anyway, so goes our season. Let's see what else happened. The week that was a crazy week. There was football on Tuesday and Monday and Saturday and Sunday. And Wednesday was our only sabbatical. Playoff action. Playoffs are looking, lining up. You know, there's still a lot of things that can happen the next 2 weeks. There's not only a week 16 this year, there's a week 17 this year, so let's see how many people get hurt in the last week in that 17 week and cry, hey, why did we have an extra game? The Arizona Cardinals reeling and the Colts are flying high. Two teams going in the opposite directions. Cardinals did clinch a playoff berth, so whoever gets them might have a nice little step around. Tom Brady said, hey, I'm back, 32-6 over the Panthers. It was Bills saying, hey, we're the man in the AFC, beating the Patriots. It was the Rams over the Vikings. The Ravens losing big time to the Bengals as the Bengals quarterback went crazy, over 500 yards passing. The Steelers lose big time to the Chiefs. The Raiders over the Broncos and the Seahawks lose to the Bears by one in the Snow Bowl. Coming up this week, tonight, Deuces Dolphins try to extend their winning streak over them. Over who are they playing tonight? The Saints go marching in. Big games next week. Look like the Dolphins at the Titans is going to be a biggie. Kansas City at Cincinnati. I like the looks of that one. Arizona at Dallas. I like the looks of that one. And the Vikings go to Green Bay as Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to win another MVP. And the Browns and the Steelers fighting it out for probably nothing. Next week we'll talk more NBA and see what's happening there as we head into the new year. And we will start talking about those MSU Bobcats as they prepare to play in the national championship game. I believe two more weeks to wait. I mean, who said let's have the semifinals here and then the championship game a month down the road? I don't understand that. But, hey, who cares? We're in it. MSU Bobcats. National champions. First time since 1984 if they win this game. We'll talk more about that and other sporting events that you might be interested in. So keep it right here, KBMF. I'm Sean Rocks, the sporting dude. It's cold outside. I think I'm going to grab my sons and teach them how to hooky bob. How's that sound? And you do the same. If you like to be out there in the cold and sled and snowmobile, do it to it. Till next week, always remember and never forget that those who rock are those who win. I am Sean Rocks, the Metal Man, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show every 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. That's where we get our rocks off. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition, Rocks Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.